Today our service is going to look a little bit differently than it normally does. We're going to spend more time singing together, and I hope for you worshiping. We're going to continue with the thought of thanksgiving, but really thank God for who He is, how He's revealed Himself, and we'll have more scripture reading this service than we normally have. We'll have time for you to reflect, and we'll actually say some prayers of thanksgiving together. I've written some short prayers that we'll just say as a congregation. I don't know if you remember, as we've gone through Thanksgiving this last month, Terry talked about Thanksgiving being a corporate thing as well, not just a me giving thanks, but us together. And the Psalms are meant to be enjoyed corporately and not just privately in our devotion. So I have four thoughts that are going to guide our time together. And their thoughts related to who God is. And those thoughts are, God, who am I? Who am I that you would reveal yourself to me? You are the self-disclosing God. He's made himself known. Who am I that you would be patient with me? Who am I that you would be my Savior? And who am I, God, that you would be my guide? And I prefaced each one of those thoughts with that phrase, who am I, modeling that after King David. There was a time in David's life when he came to God and said, I want to build a temple. And God said, no, you're not going to build a temple. Actually, I'm going to give you a son, and I promise that your son will build a temple. And I actually promise that someone from your family will always sit on the throne. And God was promising at that point that Jesus would come through the line of David, that the Messiah would come through David's line. And David's response to God after he gave him this message was, who am I, Lord, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And so this morning I want us to think about who we are in light of who God is, not to sort of put ourselves down, but really exalt him, to do what Scripture says and think of ourselves with sober judgment, not thinking more highly than we should, but not thinking more lowly than we should as well. So I know for me with Thanksgiving, sometimes I can just roll on and feel like I'm entitled. God, you should treat me this way. I should have this. And I, you know, this is God. It's what you do. Kind of like that Geico commercial, you know, it's what you do. But the reality is, who am I that God would show himself to me? Who am I that he would guide me? Who am I that he would actually be my Savior? So our first thought this morning is, God, who am I that you would reveal yourself to me? The God of the Bible is mysterious, but he's not secret. He wants to be known and worshiped. And he said that we would find him when we seek him with all of our heart. God can be known. God, who am I that you would reveal yourself to me? Oliver's going to read from Exodus, a time whenever Moses went to God and said, God, who am I supposed to say that you are? And God revealed himself and said who he was. So we're going to listen as Oliver reads to God revealing himself to Moses.
From Exodus 3, 14 through 15, God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. Exodus 34, 5 through 7. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses proclaiming, the Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
So I want you to just take a minute and remember and reflect. There's some questions up on the screen you can think about. Remember when God revealed himself to you, not just a story about him, but he made himself known to you, the personal God. Who did he use to show himself to you? And this morning, if you don't know God, you could ask him to reveal himself. He wants you to know him and live in relationship with him. I'll give you a minute to reflect and remember, and then we'll pray together. To Moses, to ancient Israel, and you have revealed yourself today. We give thanks to you, for you are good. Your love endures forever.
We pray for your kingdom come. We ask for heaven on earth. Quiet or loud, come have your way, Lord. Come like the wind, come like a fire, burn in our hearts, our one desire. We want to know you, God. We want to know you, God. Dead men to rise, dry bones to come back to life here now. Your glory revealed, come have your way, Lord. Come like the wind, come like a fire, burn in our hearts, our one desire. We want to know you, God, we want to know you, God. Come like the wind, come like a fire, burn in our hearts, our one desire. We want to know you, God. We want to know you, God. Tasted and we've seen, and we long for more. We want you more than any other thing. You are all we ever need. All we are is yours. We want you more than any other thing. We have tasted and we've seen, and we long for more. like a wind, come like a fire, burn in our hearts. Our one desire, we want to know you, God. We want to know you, God. Come like the wind, come like a fire, burn in our hearts. Our one desire, we want to know you, God. We want to know you, God.
Next thought for us this morning is, God, who am I that you would be patient with me? I can know him, and as we just sang, I want to know you more, but sometimes I go the other way. I've made some boneheaded choices in my life, and God, why don't you give up on me? We're going to read a story from Exodus this morning about a time when God showed his patient mercy rather than giving up on the nation of Israel. It's kind of a longer story, but listen as Kim reads and think about this thought. God, who am I that you would be patient with me?
Exodus 32. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." Aaron answered them, "Take off the gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me." So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they handed him and made it into an eye idol, cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, "Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord." So the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterward they sat down to eat and drank and got up to indulge in revelry. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, because your people whom you brought up out of Egypt have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them, and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They bowed down to it and sacrificed to it, and have said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt.' I have seen these people," the Lord said to Moses, "and they are stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone, so that my anger may burn against them and I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation." But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. "O Lord," he said, "why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with great and mighty power? Why should the Egyptians say, 'It was with evil intent that he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth?' Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever.'" Then the Lord relented and did not bring his evil onto the people, the disaster he had threatened. Psalm 145:8. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love.
So let's take a minute and reflect on our own lives. Remember when you've experienced God's patient mercy. Maybe it was a time of rebellion in your life. Thank God for his ongoing work in your life, that he's not written you off, he's not given up on us. And if God brings sin to mind, confess sin this morning if there's ongoing sin in your life. Let's pray this prayer of thanksgiving to God out loud together. Thank you, God, for your patient mercy. You do not treat me as my sin deserves. You are slow to anger and rich in love.
Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath weight of his wind and mercy. And all of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory. And I realize just how beautiful you are. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath weight of his wind and mercy. And all of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory. And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are.
Scripture says that God demonstrated his love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So I want us to take some time now and think about, remember, God, who am I that you would be my Savior? You not only showed yourself to us, you're patient with us, but you are the truth, the life, and the way. We can't come to church enough. We can't sing songs enough. We can't do religious activity enough. He paid the debt that our sin created. He is our Savior. To just think about that thought, that He became the way. God, who am I that you would be my Savior? Oliver's going to read from Psalms and from Corinthians about us being reconciled to God through Jesus. And then he's going to read some communion scripture. And this morning, for our time of reflection, we're going to take communion. We're going to remember Jesus' death and that he became our Savior.
From Psalm 68. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. From 2 Corinthians 5. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 1 Corinthians 11. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup."
So we'll reflect together and remember by taking communion. And as the scripture said that Oliver read, we should examine ourselves. And we did that earlier, but if you need more time to talk to God and examine yourself, see if there's any sin in your life, then do that. Scripture also said there that this is for those who've chosen to follow Jesus. So if you haven't given your life to Christ, don't take communion this morning. There'll be some prayers up on the screen and some thoughts that you could read and pray and talk to God as we take communion together. So we're going to pray a prayer of thanksgiving together. And then if you're serving communion, if you want to come forward after we've said this prayer, and then after they've been served, then you can come forward and take communion as well. Let's pray this together. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior. You are God in the flesh. Thank you that you died once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that we might be brought to right relationship with God.
Thank you.
the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. together. Jesus, the one who paid our debt. You paid my debt. There is nothing that I could have done to try to pay it myself. And because of that, all to you I owe. I owe my life to you. Not to earn your favor, but because I've received your favor, because you have forgiven me, because you have paid it all, I want to yield my life to you. God, help each of us to do as Romans says, that we would offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you. This is our spiritual act of worship, that our hands and our feet and our bodies, our thoughts, all of ourselves, we would offer them to you. Thank you for offering yourself, Jesus. And we praise you, Jesus. Amen. One last thought this morning for us to think about, and that's, who am I, God, that you would be my guide? You revealed yourself, you've shown your patience, you rescue us, and you promise to guide us and show us how to live. Who am I that you would be my guide? Kim's going to read Psalm 23 for us, and then we'll sing together.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come.
Sing together.
Foes are many, they rise against me.
I lift my eyes up, my help comes from the Lord. We lift our eyes up, our help comes from the Lord. We lift our eyes up, our help comes from the Lord, from you, Lord. And oh my God, He will not delay, my refuge and strength always. I will not fear, His promise is true.
Sing one more song together. Before we do, let's say this psalm, Psalm 113. Read this out loud, and then we'll sing praise to our God. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Shine for